Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday afternoon to all you people watching on Bally Live. Welcome to Clover Park. There's a look at the beautiful ballpark, spring training home of the New York Mets and the summer home of the St. Lucie Mets, as we get you set for today's Florida State League action between the Mets and the visiting Tampa Tarpons, or the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. A little Subway Series single-A edition for you. We have game two of this six-game series coming up for you at 1:10. Mets got off to a really good start yesterday. They walloped the Tarpons by a score of 11-3. As we welcome you into the broadcast booth, Adam McDonald joined alongside by Jake Ricker. Jake, great game for the Mets yesterday. They won 11-3 after being held to one hit in a 2-1 loss on Sunday. They come back home and they just absolutely brought the bats alive yesterday. They pounded out 19 hits, a season high. A lot of guys had excellent games.
They were fantastic last night. You had Suero, who was 5-for-5 in his performance. Morabito, 4-for-4. Every Met had at least one hit in that game. The bats came alive. And the pitching staff was also very solid through that game, holding the Tarpons to just 3 runs. A lot of great things. And now the key is going to be, can they carry it over into today's game?
Yes, the Mets have won 4 games, but they have not won 2 games in a row yet. They will try to do that today as first pitch is coming up. And as Jake mentioned, Mets going to try to roll that offense momentum over today. And before today's game, Jake caught up with one of the stars of yesterday's game, Chris Suero, who was 5-for-5. Thank you, Chris Suero, for stopping by the pregame show. Hopefully he continues his good run as you get a look at the Mets warming up before today's game. First pitch is about 10 minutes away. Mets, let's check in on the standings. Mets roll into today's game with a 4-6 record. That is last in the East Division, but hanging in there. As you see, the Mets are 3 games back of first place Palm Beach. Everybody in the East won today. Palm Beach, the leader at 7-3, their neighbors in the same stadium, Jupiter 6-4, Daytona, who the Mets face next week, 5-5. Over in the West Division, Dunedin off to a very good start, 8-2 record for the Blue Jays. Lakeland a game back at 7-3. Clearwater off to another good start after having a great season last year. Fort Myers 4-6. Tampa struggling, but not as much as the poor Bradenton Marauders, who are 7 games out, just 10 games into the season with a 1-8 record. Games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. We have a couple early games. Clearwater is beating up on Dunedin 9-0. That game is in the 6th inning. Lakeland and Palm Beach get going at 6:30 tonight. The other early game, Daytona at Bradenton. That game scoreless going to the 10th. So maybe the free runner on second base will help spark some offense. One run might do it. Again, Lakeland at Palm Beach, that's the late game at 6:30. One of the late games. Jupiter is at Fort Myers at 7:05. In the Mets organization, early game for the New York Mets as they go for the sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1-10 first pitch there. Mets have won a couple of nail-biters late. In AAA action, Syracuse and Charlotte with an 11:05 start. That game is tied at 1 in the fifth inning. In AA action in the Mets organization, Reading is at Binghamton. Binghamton had a 3-2 win yesterday. Brooklyn is at Jersey Shore in high A. Brooklyn trying to get the offense going. They lost 3-1 yesterday in the series opener against Jersey Shore. Managers just concluded their meeting at home plate, both in their first years with their respective clubs as skippers. James Cooper for Tampa and Yukari De La Cruz for the Mets. Umpires today, Frank Jones behind the plate, Jared Neal, the base umpire. Frank will be just relaying what he hears from his earpiece, as we do have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches. As we wait for this ball game to get going, we dive now into today's pitching matchup. For the Mets, it will be Ernesto Mercedes, the 20-year-old from Pimentel in the Dominican Republic, getting his first start. He appeared twice already this season, coming out of the bullpen on opening night against Daytona, and then last week at Jupiter. Starting pitcher for Tampa is Luis Cerna, 19 years old from Mexico. This will be his second game and his second start. He took a loss last week against the Dunning the Blue Jays, giving up 5 hits and 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings.
And for the Mets, looking at Ernesto Mercedes, Adam, you mentioned 2 games already, 7.2 ERA in 5 innings pitched. He does have 6 strikeouts, 4 walks, so that'd be one thing to watch for him for today, is try to limit those walks as much as he can and continue those strikeouts. Tarpons have a little bit of familiarity with Mercedes. Only 1 hit, and that goes to Lombard Jr., who is 2 for 2 against Mercedes, so maybe he can bounce off that and use that to his advantage with that familiarity against the Tarpons.
Yeah, Mercedes came to St. Lucie from the Complex League late last year, made a start over in Tampa, pitched really well. We'll see if that can translate against the Tarpons today. Looks like we're going to be a little late for our 1:07 first pitch, as Mercedes has not even gotten to the Mets dugout yet. That's okay. That'll give us a chance to talk about what's coming up this week and the week ahead, as the Mets get ready to play game 2 of a 6-game series today. It'll be back to a normal 6:10 first pitch tomorrow. It's the first dollar night of the season tomorrow. It'll be $2 Busch Light, Budweiser aluminum bottles, 16 ounces. And then it'll be 12-ounce Bud Light and Michelob Ultra drafts, $2 24-ounce sodas, $2 hot dogs, and $2 popcorn. So that's a pretty good deal. You pay your full price for a ticket, and then you can just gorge yourself until you can't even breathe. That is the dollar night way here in Port St. Lucie. Sometimes it can get kind of rowdy down there by the end of the games. And then, of course, we'll have Saturday night post-game fireworks, also Marvel Superhero Night with those fantastic Iron Man jerseys. Jake and Nick working very hard on getting a good video out. That'll be on our social channels shortly.
I can tell you, those guys are excited for those jerseys as well. We're having some fun getting ready for those. Those guys love those special jerseys, so it should be a fun one on Saturday.
They always love the Marvel jerseys. Here go the Mets, led by Ernesto Mercedes, taking to the diamond on a very sunny, warm, and breezy Wednesday afternoon. We pause for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch for the Mets and Tarpons, game 2 of a 6-game set.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the playing of the national anthem. Thank you.
great day for a ball game as the Mets look for their first winning streak of the season. They won yesterday 11-3, short turnaround for these two teams as they played into the night yesterday, and they get going early this afternoon on a Wednesday. Mets wearing their home or their alternate orange jerseys today. First time they've broken those out at home this year. Ernesto Mercedes on the mound for the Mets, making his first start of the season. He's got a great splitter. It's one of the best pitches in the Mets system. Let's see if he can unleash it today. Jake will take you around the Mets defense.
Starting out in the outfield from left to right, it's going to be Castro, Morabito, and Cuevas. And then on the infield from third to first, Baez, Hauk, Mosquera, and Perozzo. And then your battery, of course, is Mercedes and Suero.
And Mets defense looking to have a clean game. Only one error yesterday, but they'd like to go wire to wire with a goose egg in that column. As for the Tarpons' offense, it looked good early yesterday, but then regressed to the means and scuffle. They are batting 191 as a team, led off by George Lombard Jr., whose dad is the Tigers' third base coach, or bench coach, rather. He's got some good on-base numbers, but hitting just 206. He was the Yankees' first-round prospect last year. And Manuel Tejeda, bat second. He had a three-hit game yesterday. Roderick Arias is the top-ranked prospect for the Yankees on this Tarpons team. He's the Yankees' number three prospect. Dylan Jasso bats cleanup. Colby Morales, Willie Montero, Dari Arias bats seventh. Manuel Palencia hits eighth. And Brenny Escanio bats ninth for the second straight game. Dari Arias and Palencia were not in yesterday's lineup. Everybody else was for the Tarpons. Throw down to second complete by the Mets catcher Suero, and that means we are ready for baseball. Ernesto Mercedes pitching here at Clover Park for the first time since opening day. Gave up a couple of hits and a run in two innings behind Jack Weninger. Gets the start today.
Now the key word we used, Adam, last night was consistency. The Mets had a good game, and now looking to try and carry that over to today.
Frank Jones signals for the first pitch. Here it comes to Lombard Jr. It's a fastball low, and we are underway. First pitch a tad late. It's 113. It's 80 degrees. Partly cloudy. Nice breeze today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. 1-0 pitch is grounded out to the shortstop, Hauk. Collin quickly over to first. Lombard Jr. is out to start the ball game.
Always nice to get that first batter out on a routine play, and Hauk does a nice job of getting that one over to first cleanly. Adam, you mentioned only one error for the Mets last time out. Trying to limit that again today, as that's been one area they've struggled in this season.
Yeah, Mets and Tarpons, the two lowest-ranked defensive teams in the league. This pitch misses up. That's good defensive game yesterday. One error notwithstanding, Tampa made four. Tough times out there in the field for the Tarpons. Tejeda rounds one, and Hauk has another chance and another good throw. Colin Hauk, two for two out there at shortstop on the routine grounders.
Well, and Adam, I saw them working on this down on the one field over there. They were doing a lot of routine ground balls, trying to improve on that because that's been the area that has hurt them a little bit, and so far it's paying off.
And taking care of the routine, Mets have certainly shown the ability to make spectacular plays. They want to be close to 100% on those routine balls. Roderick Arias fouls this pitch off. Again, Arias, the top-ranked prospect on this team, he went 1-for-4. Single walk and two strikeouts yesterday. Switch hitter. The top-ranked prospect from the international class of 2022, according to MLB Pipeline. Time called. This one by Arias. Saw this yesterday that Tampa batters were quick to use their timeouts early in counts when they were ahead in counts. A lot of players will wait till two strikes. They really didn't. 0-1 curveball. Goes up high for Mercedes. Fastball, strike on the inside corner. Again, if you missed the pregame show, we have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches today. Umpire Frank Jones just relaying what he hears in the earpiece. One and two. Mercedes into the winds. This pitch down and away. That's a good take by Arias. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 on the way. And it's swung on and missed. Ernesto Mercedes runs it up to 95 miles per hour. He strikes out Arias, and it's a 1-2-3 start for Ernesto Mercedes in his first home start. We're off and running from Clover Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
We are ready to start the home first. We will see if the Mets can keep that offense rolling. They scored a run in the last five innings yesterday. You get a look at the starting pitcher for Tampa. That's Luis Cerna, game number two for him. Gave up four runs in four innings last time out against Dunedin back at Steinbrenner Field. As for that Mets lineup, which produced 19 hits last night, it looks a good bit the same. Colin Houck's going to lead off and play short. Jesus Baez bats second. Vincent Perozzo third. That's all the same. Ronald Hernandez played yesterday, out today. Jairo Cuevas bats cleanup. Nick Morabito 4-for-4 plus a walk yesterday. Chris Suero, five hits yesterday. Starling Mercado got on base four times. He doubled for a second straight game. We welcome Sebastian Castro to the crew, coming over from the complex side yesterday. And then Diego Mosquera, a couple of RBIs, a couple of hits from the ninth spot yesterday, back there again today. Well, here is Houck. Glad to see Colin get a hit yesterday. Came in his fifth at-bat, sharp single. Also had a strong line out. And Cerna's first pitch to him was a fastball low. Now, number eight Mets prospect, their first-round draft pick last year. Fouls one back out of Parkview High School in Georgia. Very powerful athletic program up at Parkview. Produced Jeff Francoeur all those years ago. 1-1 pitch down and away.
Houck got off to that great start early in the season, now batting 158. Still very early for him, though. He's given a couple of balls, a good ride. Just needs to get ahead of it a little bit more.
All it takes is one good game to get the numbers back up. You look at Chris Suero, entered yesterday's game batting 174, leaves it batting 294. It can change in a hurry with one good game this early in the year. 2-2 pitches swung on and missed. The curveball. Houck overextended himself on a couple of those pitches. Now, yesterday's starter for the Tarpons, Gabriel Barbosa, essentially had the same type of outing against Dunedin that Cerna did. A lot of breaking pitches. As this pitch is swung on and missed, the curveball. But eventually the Mets caught up to him. Second time through the lineup. No one pitch is a sky ball into shallow right towards Arias. And he comes in and makes the catch. Got two Ariases out there. That is Dari. Jesus Baez is out. Baez, by the way, he's off to a monster start. 10 RBI to lead the league, 5 doubles to lead the league, 7 extra base hits to lead the lead. Second in hits, second in total bases, but he's 0 for 1 right now. Vincent Perozzo at the plate, and he takes a pitch for a strike on the inside corner. Well, Perozzo might not have had the biggest game yesterday, 1 for 6, but let me tell you, his one hit started the party. Double the lead off the fifth inning when the Mets were trailing 2-1. Floodgates open soon after. He will use his timeout for the Cerna 0-2 pitch. And he fists it foul. Long run for Tejeda, and he makes a sliding catch. Nice play by Tejeda. He had to go a long way, shaded more towards short. With the lefty Perozzo. It's a 1-2-3 start for each pitcher this afternoon. We go to the second, scoreless at Clover Park.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day, for every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are, and watching on Bally Live on the MILB zone today. Not right there on the homepage. I think Major League Table Tennis got us beat. We were watching some of that before the game. It looked fun. We couldn't do it. Although we'd like to broadcast it, for sure. For now, it's Mets baseball. And Ernesto Mercedes begins with the breaking ball low to Dylan Jasso. Up and in, 2-0. Jasso yesterday, 0-2. Drew a couple of walks. Produced an RBI ground out. Oh, all the way to the backstop. Yesterday, we thought the Tarpons got off to a good hit. They came out with some energy. They weren't mashing the ball, but some well-placed singles. They had 5 hits in the first 2 innings. Had a 2-0 lead after 3. Cade Morris hung in there, and the Mets took over in the middle innings. As Jasso works a 4-pitch walk to open the second.
And a big reason for that, Adam, is we saw both pitchers in yesterday's start throw a lot of strikes, and the Tarpons were very aggressive early, especially with Morris, and they were able to get a couple of good hits. They never got any extra base hits. It was a lot of singles, and then a couple of those early hits ended up scoring them some few runs later in the inning.
Yeah, Cade Morris yesterday started a really good job of not letting an inning unravel on him. Run in the second, or first, or run in the third, that's all. His pitch is fouled away. Just waited till the Mets offense to come to life, which of course it did. But the Mets have had 2 really big games out of their last 3. Mercedes hit the 0-1 to Morales, and it swung on and missed. The Mets won 14-1 on Saturday night in Jupiter. Then the next day, day game, noon start, lost 2-1, held the one hit. And after the off day Monday, the 11-3 win, 19-hit game yesterday. This pitch is up high, so Mets are going to try to do better than they did on Sunday, where they have a big offensive game coming the next day and didn't look like the same offense. Today, they'd like to roll that over into today. They'd like to roll it over into this game. Mercedes gets ready with the 1-2. Check swing. It looks like he definitely went. He did. On appeal, Jared Neal, the base umpire, said he struck out. One down in the top of the second.
Well, it's a similar situation for the Mets, too, where they had a late-night game and then have a day game right after. So you get a little bit of less rest, although you're maybe a little more in game shape because you're just got off playing not too long ago.
And Mets rolled into the ballpark today before 9 o'clock. Getting their early work in as this pitch is swung on and missed by Montero. But the Mets have played two day games so far, both Sundays. The shutout at home against Daytona, and again the one run on one hit Sunday against Jupiter. So you hope that's not a day game trend. There's going to be a lot of day games this year, basically every Sunday and every Wednesday home game. Good breaking ball for a strike. Mercedes, after that four-pitch walk, seemed to be finding that breaking ball. Jasso doesn't appear to be a big running threat at first. He's got a very short lead. Breaking ball struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts as Montero goes down.
Really good stuff from Mercedes here early, already with three strikeouts in this game. Back-to-back strikeouts now after that four-pitch walk. Always love to see your pitcher able to bounce back very quickly after a leadoff walk.
This pitch skips in. Good block by Suero. Suero gets good marks for his defense. Trying to keep Jasso getting to second base with two outs in the second. Arias didn't play yesterday, batting seventh today. Lays off this pitch. It's 2-0. Ball three. Last three games, Mets pitching. Two earned runs, 42 strikeouts. Is that a lot? Yes.
That's a lot.
Three more today. Not through the second. 3-0 pitch, and that's going to be ball four. So you have bookend walks in between the two strikeouts, and that'll make it five straight batters for Mercedes without a ball in play. Strikeout, walk, strikeout, strikeout, walk. Going back to the first inning.
That means a strikeout is next, right, Adam?
Well, perhaps. We might be overdue for a ball in play. The two balls in play, roundouts to Colin Houck, so everybody else rather stationary to start. Manuel Palencia the batter, and he will take the breaking ball for a strike. Interesting that Mercedes goes to that breaker to find the strike zone. Can't quite establish the fastball yet consistently. And there's the breaking ball to the backstop. That's going to be a wild pitch. Jasso to third, Arias to second.
Wild pitch.
And that wild pitch makes things a little bit tougher here for Mercedes with two runners now in scoring position, although he's got two outs and a 1-1 count, so he can focus on the batter here hit Plenty out, he'd be all right.
Those 24 pitches, 12 balls, 12 strikes. He steps off, and that is disengagement number one of the at-bat. Cautious not to do it. Third time. 1-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. A big, long uppercut swing by Palencia. Now Mercedes a strike away. He'll certainly be hunting for it. Suero, if it's in the dirt, must be wary. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to third. Baez charging. Plucks it, drops it, and a run's in. Back to third. Not in time to get Arias. 1-0 Tarpons. Now Baez lost the exchange, and it cost the Mets a run. That will be an E5.
And there's those errors coming back to haunt the Mets a little bit there. It's a tough play anytime you're going from third to first, especially when you have to charge in, but the transfer just not clean for Baez. And now that wild pitch factors in again here. Makes it a lot easier to score a run.
All right, Jake. Wild pitch factored in. Error. So not the defensive start the Mets were hoping for. As this ball is hit hard, backhanded by Houck, he'll go to first, and the inning is over. Mercedes punches his mitt. A little bothered by the way that inning unfolded. Two walks as well. Tampa gets a run out of it, unearned. And Tarpons have an early lead in this game. You're watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back at Clover Park. Gorgeous day for baseball. Mets find themselves down 1-0 early. That's not an unfamiliar position. Mets have seen their opponents score first now 6 times in 11 games. Pitch is a strike. Mets actually a winning record when the opponent scores first. They're 3-2. Jairo Cuevas takes a strike and then a ball.
Pretty similar start to last game, Adam, where Tarpon struck early, had a couple of base runners.
Cuevas takes a breaking ball for a strike, and this is the second straight game for the Mets against the Tarpons, where the starting pitcher just off-speed heavy. This fastball goes to 92. Yesterday it was a lot of breakers from Barbosa. Nothing overpowering at all. He's trying to keep the Mets off balance. Again, they figured him out as this ball is fisted foul. That one off the roof of the press box.
Well, there's a reason why they say those second or third time through the lineups are some of the most difficult.
2-2 breaking ball strikes out Cuevas. Slow curve at 74.
Anytime you can get a batter to see a 92-mile-an-hour pitch and then a 74-mile-an-hour curveball that can make things extremely difficult trying to time that up.
Now, this is almost a repeat of yesterday. First four batters retired. Nick Morabito came up and singled. We didn't know that would be the first of 19 hits for the Mets, but it was. Can he get on base for a sixth straight time in the series? What? That was a strike? Can we see a replay of that? ABS called that a strike?
I'm looking at it now, Adam. That ball just...
No, we've had a malfunction. How was that a strike? Oh, the robot umpire got Nick Morabito of that one.
Wait, I thought the robots were supposed to get them all right.
Yeah, come on. Oh, that can't have been a strike. Come on.
Well, if that pitch did catch the zone, it caught it by a hair.
A foot outside. Unless Frank heard it wrong in his earpiece. I'll swear at the plate, it's 2-0. We'll have to look that up between innings. There's a strike. If that's going to be a strike, then both teams are in trouble today. Batters, at least. Suero swings and misses at a slider. Well, perhaps that's the only way Morabito can be slowed down. Well, looking at the graphic replay, it said it's a strike. I still don't believe it. I mean, it said it's grazed the strike zone. 2-2 pitch, and that's fought off foul. Cerna runs it up to 93.
Morabito was confused on it, too, after he was getting ready to leave.
Ball is hit deep and foul. Well, certainly, starting on Friday, when we have the challenge system, that pitch would have been called the ball, and nobody would have challenged it from the Tampa side. 2-2, that one's fisted foul, and Suero, he's a tough out right now. Mentioned he won game, drove that average up from 172, 294. 5 for 5 will do that. He checks his swing, lays off. Full count.
And if you missed the pregame, Adam, he told me he's just having fun out there. And that's been one of the things that's helped him out a lot in getting some big games for the Mets.
He swings and misses, and the Mets just cannot seem to solve in the early going the Luis Cerna off-speed pitches. He's struck out 4, and he has retired all 6. Tampa 1-0 after 2.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And watching the Valley Live, MILB TV, MLB TV. Day Baseball from Port St. Lucie, game two of a six-game series between the Mets and the Yankees single-A affiliates. Top of the lineup batting for the Tarpons, it's George Lombard Jr. as Ernesto Mercedes goes second time through the order. He begins with the breaking ball for a strike at the top of the zone. And Tampa scored a run without a hit last inning. Two walks, a wild pitch, and an error. Tough one to swallow for the Mets, but a long way to go as this breaking ball is inside. Strike on the inside. That's another one that maybe didn't look like it was going to be in the zone, but ABS has it.
That one certainly caught much more of the zone than the Morabito strikeout, that's for sure.
1-2 pitch, and that's socked up the middle by Lombard Jr. It's down for a hit. A two-strike single. That's the first Tampa hit of the afternoon.
That one just caught a little too much of the plate high, right on top of the zone. And a good job by Lombard Jr. to drive that one right back up the middle.
Yeah, fastball that was elevated, but just not enough. Credit to the hitter. Tejeda up, 0-for-1 at the ground out. And he takes a knee-high strike, 96. Pitcher starting to loosen up now. Cerna hitting 93 last inning. Mercedes 96 here. Throw to first, look out. Perozzo able to claim that. Now, yesterday we had issues with the sun setting early in the game, and the first baseman couldn't see. The runners couldn't see. We had an error on the Tarpons on a pickoff. Won't be an issue today. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. And it's nothing and two on Tejeda. Lombard Jr. dancing around. They check in on him.
Mercedes went back to try and catch him when he was already on the inside hop. If he gets him on that outside hop, he could maybe catch him.
Breaking ball lofted into center field towards Morabito. He's got it for the first out of the inning. Lombard Jr. back to first. Do have a nice breeze blowing out to left today. Hit it and catch nearly enough of that ball to ride the wind. Roderick Arias back up. He struck out swinging in the first. One on, one out. 1-0 Tampa. Top three. A balk has been called. Mercedes wants to know why. And we'd have to see it again. But he didn't think he did, but it was pretty emphatic by both umpires and the Tampa dugout. That takes away a double play opportunity. This pitch goes to the backstop, kicks around towards the on-deck circle. And Ernesto Mercedes getting wild here. It's his second wild pitch to go along with two walks and a balk in the early going. And now Tampa has a runner at third and one out in the Mets infield. Despite it being early, appears to be playing in.
Oh, and that balk ends up being so much worse than it could have been because it moves on that wild pitch. Lombard Jr. down to third.
This ball is hit a mile foul. And it's early in this game, and I hope as the Mets offense will get it together as they see more pitches from Serna, but too many free bases right now for the Tarpons. Yesterday, the Tarpons hit their way. They earned their hits in their couple of runs. Today, so far, some gifts out there as this breaking ball is in for a strike. Two walks, two wild pitches, an error, a balk. Mercedes taking a long look in. Pitch clock winding down. He gets it off just in time. And another strikeout. There was that splitter. Hasn't used it a ton. Right under the bat of Arias when he needed it. Here's a second look. Beautiful. A lot of people in the organization like that pitch. Deploying it when needed. Here's Jasso, drew a walk first time up and scored the game's only run, takes the breaking ball low. So the strikeout can be the old equalizer. Mr. Mercedes now is up to four. Good pitch. Inner half, knee high. 1-1. Fastball fouled back this way. Oh, we have food in the booth. Right in front of the camera. Put it in front of the camera. Look at the food. Ladies bringing us food. Oh, wow, look at this. We'll get it between innings. Thank you. Oh, we got ketchup. 1-2 pitch, and that one's fouled back.
The VIP treatment up here, Adam.
Yeah, send it to the booth camera. Look at this. Look at this. Ooh, burgers and sides and fries, ketchup. We're well taken care of up here in the booth. That'll be between inning munching. 1-2 pitch, and that's low. Good stop by Suero. Apparently there's been a party down in the suite below us. We should send a wireless camera in there. Yeah, let's do that next inning. The suite down below, second level. Yeah, we'll get our best people on that. 2-2 coming to Jasso. And lines. Oh, it hit Mercedes. Oh, he's struggling to get to it, but he will. And he gets the out, and he is in some pain. Wow. Right off the side, Ernesto Mercedes, tough guy, sticks with it, gets the out, used his body to prevent the run, although I don't think that was the plan. And we will see how he comes out of this. Good news is he's able to walk off under his own power.
Can't imagine that one felt too good, but nice job to fight through it and get that out.
1-0, halfway through the third.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood. This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Starling Mercado, been a very pleasant addition to the St. Lucie Mets at the plate. As this pitch goes low, going back to the Ernesto Mercedes hit by the comebacker. Exit velocity on the ball hit by Jasso, 102.7 miles an hour. Now that's what hit him somewhere on the hip. We'll see if we can't get a replay of that at some point after this at-bat. Breaking ball outside, it's 2-2. But Mercado, twice hit yesterday, one walk, he doubled. He doubled on Sunday. So two doubles in two games. He's not on the roster to start the season, but was a quick addition from the complex side. 3-2 pitch, and that's going to be strike three. And that's now four consecutive strikeouts for Luis Cerna. Here's back to the replay as Mercedes, you see it. Now that caught him clean. You can see it right above the belt, almost to that rib cage. Can't feel very good at 103. And we'll see if he is able to return or not. Sure, getting looked at in the dugout by the training staff. A bunt. This is by Sebastian Castro, new to the team. And he is safe. Well, Sebastian Castro, welcome to the St. Lucie Mets. Added to the roster yesterday. First pitch he sees, bunts it, and that was a tough pitch to bunt on. That breaking ball coming in at his foot.
It took advantage of the way the defense was positioned. It was a tough play over there for Tejeda at third. And Castro showing off his speed.
Welcome to the team, Sebastian Castro. Well, it had been seven up, seven down with five strikeouts. So somebody had to do something to break up that dominant stretch by Cerna. Maybe the Tarpon should have been more expecting the bunt, but from a brand new player, he's got a huge mungus lead off of first as we come to Diego Mosquera. Diego takes this pitch outside. So back to Castro. He didn't play in the FCL last year. He was in the Dominican Summer League, so he makes that jump from the DSL all the way to St. Lucie. As Mosquera comes just the latest Met to chase after that pitch. Mets have had a tough time seeing that today. A lot of swings out of the strike zone, which is unusual for this squad. Pitches in the dirt. Well, Castro started and stopped. He should have kept going. It would have been an easy steal.
Been taking big leads over there on first two. I thought he was going for sure, but held back. We'll see if he tries it again.
Cerna might throw over now. Think about it. He does. Safe. Yeah, we don't know much about Castro. He played in 43 games in the Dominican Summer League last year. Only hit a .174. He's running this time. Pitches a ball low. Throw into high. Cut off by the defender. It's a stolen base. The pitch was actually a strike. Mosquera let it pass, giving Castro a shot. Arias saved from going to center. 2-2 count. Tying run in scoring position. And this ball is shot into left center field. Long run for Montero. He's going to get there. Good read by Castro as he goes back to third. Back to second, rather. Mosquera, the best contact of the game so far for the Mets, but just a fly out. Off the bat, thought the wind might help a bit, but it did not.
It certainly felt like it pushed it a little more and made that play tougher, but caught a little too much air and allowed Montero to get over there in time for the out.
Back to the top of the lineup, and Hauk, who struck out swinging to start things off for the Mets this afternoon at the plate. Houck will take this fastball. So he saw a lot of junk balls in his first at-bat, and Cerna starts him with a 92-mile-per-hour heater. So Cerna's going to have to make the adjustment as well, facing these Mets a second time through. This pitch is down low at 91. Mets trailing 1-0 in the home third. Tying run on second, two down. Cerna's 1-1. Check swing went too far. Similar looking pitch that Houck struck out on.
It was the second time through the lineup last night where the Mets bats started to get going. See if they can do that again.
A 1-2, and that one's fisted foul. It was the second time through the lineup, but it was really the bottom of the order that started getting the better at-bats for the Mets. At one point, Houck and Baez 1-2 were combined 0-for-8. See if they can get it started top of the order this time. A 1-2, and that one swung on and missed or fouled off. Whichever one it was, it caught Palencia. It was a foul. No. Houck gets enough to stay alive. Palencia getting the day game duties. Didn't play yesterday. Breaking ball right over the plate for a strike. Houck could not pull the trigger. Castro was trying to steal third, but he'll just have to settle for the bunt, single, and stolen base. Two more strikeouts for Cerna. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man stranded. We head to the middle innings. Tampa leading St. Lucie 1-0.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
So that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Good news for the Mets. Ernesto Mercedes is back out there after taking the 103-mile-per-hour comebacker off the side. Able to limp his way off, get the necessary treatment between innings, and throws this pitch in the dirt. So we'll keep an eye on him. Saw yesterday's starting pitcher for Gabriel Barbosa, maybe caught a spike, landed funny. And he was never really quite the same after that. As this pitch is over for a strike. What we did not talk about, Jake, was bad luck for the Tarpons. That was going to be a hit if it was another foot to the left or right in a run, and they still would have been batting.
Well, you said it, Adam, 103 off the bat. I mean, that's a hard-hit liner.
And modern analytics say anything over 95 miles per hour with the exit velocity is considered hard hit. hit percentage on that had to be somewhere in the 80-90 percentile. Two and two on Morales. Spoils one off to the left. Morales struck out swinging in the second. Foul ball machine. Another one off left.
Six pitch at bat now to this point. And it's been close on a couple of these. See if Mercedes can change up the speed on him and get him swinging.
He went with that split. Good read, though, by Morales to lay off, and he's worked it full. Have an automatic ball. That's an automatic ball four. Pitch clock was winding down. Mercedes steps off, and the rule is when there's nobody on base, you can't step off to reset the clock. So that's a miscue. Mercedes knows that. Getting a runner on base, you can step off, but with nobody on, you can step off, but it will not reset the clock. So it was at 1 second. I think he saw that, stepped off. But the clock does not stop for that. So that is an unfortunate automatic ball four at the long at bat. It's settled by the pitch clock. Bless you there. That's a big one. I'll mute you next time. Mercedes falling behind 2-0, maybe still bothered by that automatic ball four. Not sure how he's feeling after being hit by the comebacker. Pitch to Montero. That's a strike. Fastball at 95, maybe some frustration behind that pitch. Fastball again at 95 for strike two.
He certainly kept his velocity up, and he's throwing strikes, just that one little mistake that he had early on that pitch clock violation.
Runner goes. Pitch is lined into center field, sinking fast. That's down. Morabito is going to pick it up. Here's the throw to third base. The tag. Oh, what a play. What a throw by Morabito as Baez gets the tag down. Baez, by the way, tripped on the bag, somehow stayed upright, makes the catch and gets the tag. That is a fantastic throw by Morabito.
Well, and Morales had to hold up at second base just for a second to make sure Morabito didn't catch it in center field, which is what makes that play possible, or else he would have been into third standing up. But a nice job by Morabito to get to that ball quickly and make a nice throw over to third.
And again, good pick on the short bounce by Baez, who tripped over the bag trying to get in position, but managed to keep his eye on the ball, stabilize himself, get that tag down. So we talk about, Nick, you know, the Mets, you know, routine play. Can they, you know, bat 1,000 on those routine plays, for lack of a better term? Well, they haven't really, but can they make the spectacular play? Yes, they can. That's a big out at third base for the first out of the inning. By the way, you know, one of the golden rules in baseball is you never make the first out of an inning at third base. And the Tarpons just did. A runner checked in. Montero. And, yeah, if you're right, Jake, Morales certainly held up. See if that would drop. And at that point, if you're holding up, slowing down, you might as well stay. Granted, it did take a almost perfect play for the out. This ball fouled away.
It's a little bit of hesitation that can make all the difference. Sometimes these games, game of inches.
One and two on Arias, who drew a walk in the second inning. Pitch home is grounded out of the reach of Mercedes. The throw not going to be in time for Mascara, who makes another spectacular stop. It'll go down as a base hit. That was going to be tough. Once it got by Mercedes, that was going to be a tough play. And give credit to Mascara. He probably kept Montero at second base by stopping that.
Made a great diving effort. Had to throw that one from his knees. Almost had the play at first, too, but it's tough to make all the way near second base.
So Jordan Kraus will head out to the mound, the pitching coach of the Mets. Three batters in the inning. They've all reached a walk and two singles. Mets fortunate to get that great outfield assist from Morabito for the one out in the inning. But Mercedes, after being struck on the line drive comebacker, gets a breather here. He doesn't seem to be affected by that, by the way. It's pitching more or less the same as he did to start the game. And he could be coming close to the end. And he's over 60 pitches, still just his third game of the season. Not going to string him out to 100 pitches or anything like that. This pitch rides into the strike zone on Palencia. Now Palencia reached on an error with two outs in the first, and that ball in play netted the Tarpons a run, the only run of the game. The curveball, too high. Whoa, to the backstop. Another wild pitch. That one went so fast to the backstop. It kicked back to Suero, who thought about making a throw. But he doesn't.
Wild pitch.
That'll be the third wild pitch of this game for Mercedes. So there goes the double play out of order. And now the infield will draw in again with one out and two in scoring position. And Palencia's heart has to be almost thumping out of his chest. Well, it was Buzz the Tower. Late swing and a foul at 94.
He hit the deck and he stayed there for a little bit after that one.
I do not blame him.
Catch his breath.
Big bouncer, and that's going to cut right through the middle and play to run, and here comes a second. Morabito will jog it in. It's a two-run single for Palencia and a 3-0 lead for the Tarpons. Again, they take advantage of the wild pitch. Take away that wild pitch. Defense is backed up. Mets may be able to make an out there. And no run scoring, but it's the little things, and unfortunately for Mercedes, that's going to do it for him. Nicario De La Cruz coming out. He was not hit hard at all, but spotty command. The wild pitches burned him, walks as well. There was an error in there, and he will depart with the Mets down 3-0. We'll come back with the new pitcher, still just one out in the fourth.
Tutto Di Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Di Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
We'll look at some scenes today. Italian ice. I'd like some Italian ice. Already got the burger. It's very good, by the way. I'm told there was no party. It's just lunch. Lunch for some folks, so thank them for thinking of us. As we continue in the top of the fourth, it will be Juan Arnaud pitching for the Mets. Game number 3 for him. Hard-throwing right-hander. 2 games, 1 inning apiece. Throws this fastball. It's fouled straight back on a bunt by Brenny Ascanio. Arnaud in his 2 innings this year. 1 walk, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, no runs. 1 game against, both games against Jupiter. This ball is popped into the stands. Somebody make a play in the seats. Come on now, you can do it. Nope. Try again next time. One guy was ready. Not ready to jump over 4 rows, apparently.
That would be dedication.
O2 pitch. Somebody called for a balk. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Now, who's calling for a balk? Somebody in the Tampa dugout?
It certainly sounded like it came from over there. Umpires didn't make any motions.
Works out better for Tampa. Another hit. Now, Tampa's sent 5 batters to the plate this inning. None have made an out. Similar to the Mets' 4th inning yesterday.
The only out coming on the throwout by Morabito at third base.
Back to the top. Lombard Jr. swings at a slider for strike one. And without that throwout, it's likely a 4-0 game. And Tampa pushing for a lot more. Pitches down and away. Another slider. This is a good response by the Tarpons from yesterday. Again, they came out of the gate swinging. Looked good with the 2-0 lead. And then the implosion came. They rallied back today. Here's a ground ball. Tough play. Baez scoops this time. Throws on target. And gets the second out. Looks like the mirror image of the play that he could not make in the second. This time got the exchange. Route number 2.
And a smart play by Baez to go to first, not try and force a double play ball there. Would have been tough to make as he had to charge in on that one.
And now a pretty big at-bat in this game as Tejeda comes up. 0-2. Arnaud's pitch is in the dirt. Good block. A hit here. And it opens up a 5-0 lead. And even though the Mets have had a couple of good offensive days in the last 3, that's pushing it. Trying to come back 5 mid-game. Again, an out here, stay down 3. Feel a lot better about the situation going forward. One-oh pitch is too high.
guy you want at the plate if you're the Tarpons, betting 343 on the season. Already has six RBIs.
Fouls went off to the right. This one looks like it's going to get out of play. And down to the grounds crew area, out of the reach of Perozzo. Billy and the boy is staying out of the sun right now. Probably down there watching us. I don't think anybody was happier to get MILB TV more than the grounds crew. Two-one pitch, a bouncer to Houck. Here comes the long throw. Good enough. Perozzo's got it. Inning over, two stranded after two scores. The Mets hang in there that inning. But Tampa has increased its lead to 3-0. We're in the middle of the fourth inning. You're watching the Mets on Valley Live.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Jesus Bias will lead it off to the Mets, down three. Whoa, look out, up high. Mets' largest comeback win of the season. Down by two runs. This pitch is a strike. Correction, Mets were down three. Largest comeback win. It was opening night against Daytona. Seems like a long time ago. Grounds crew definitely watching, by the way. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a good day. Field looks great. Ground ball heading up the middle, and Jesus Baez has another hit. Came into the day, tied for second in the league with 12. He's now up to 13. Maybe that'll get the Mets rolling here in the fourth.
A really nice job by Baez in that at bat. Got one that caught most of the plate and just drove it. And huge opportunity for the Mets to have a base runner with nobody out.
There is activity in Tampa's bullpen. You can see that white pearl flying back and forth across the Spring Hill Suites billboard. Deep beyond the left field wall. So Cerna, who's pitched really well, might be nearing the end of his day. Perozzo takes this pitch for a strike. Perozzo popped out foul territory in the first. Baez has a good-sized lead. He's leaning. Looks like he might run. He's not. Swung on and missed fastball at 90. So the change of speed by Cerna certainly kept the Mets off balance, guessing through the first three-plus innings. Perozzo uses his timeout. There's Baez. You see the lead is large and getting larger. And a step off. I think Cerna sensed that.
Baez was not only leading, but he was twitching over at first base. Certainly looked like he was ready to go.
I don't think he's going to go. Just a hunch. He's not. As Perozzo fouls this ball away right off the Mets suite window up here on the top floor. No broken glass. One-two pitch, fouled away. Perozzo hanging tough. Baez being shifty on first, starting and stopping, not going. They check in again. Boop. Safe. Breaking ball, struck him out. Back to that 75-mile-per-hour off-speed, just faded away. Seven strikeouts now for Cerna.
He's been pitching really, really well in this game. We've mentioned the change in speeds on all of his pitches and great movement on that last pitch to get to the outside.
Another check-in on Baez. Disengagements reset to zero with the new batter. He's running and stopping. As long as he's on first base, he's going to keep playing this cat and mouse game. I don't think he's going to go. I just don't think he's going to go at any point in time. All the way. Perhaps I will be proven wrong. Strike delivered to Cuevas, who struck out in the second. Speeds him up with the fastball at 91. Back and forth we go with Cerna in these mid-70s off-speed pitches and the low 90s fastballs. The Mets can just get one run off of him in his four innings of work. That's how many he's going to pitch. Just something. Oh, Baez is running. The throw to second to get him. Skips into center field. He's going to try to go to third, and he thinks better of it. I'll tell you what, Jake. He did not get a good jump. He would have been out by a mile had Palencia gotten off a good throw.
That throw was there in time, but just a little bit offline, and it bounced all the way into center. And good thing Baez held up as he thought about going to third, or else he might have been out. Over at third base.
After all that, he did take off. Getting the dirt out of his jersey. 2-2 on Cuevas. Down and in, full count. Payoff pitch. Strike three. Ooh, called the ball.
The ABS system's fooled you twice now.
It has. Shame on me. I should know by now. You be the judge. This a strike or a ball on Cuevas? Cerna certainly thought it was a strike. I'll tell you what, that was a pretty good sell job by the catcher, Palencia. Upon review, that ball a tad low. That would be the first walk. First and second. Once he will take the slow walk out. Well, while they discuss matters, let's take a quick look at the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. We have a couple of finals. Early games. Clearwater beat Dunedin 10-1. And how about this? Bradenton wins 4-3 over Daytona in 12 innings. That game was scoreless through 10. 4-3 final. And Daytona had to be feeling pretty good leading 3-1 in the bottom of the 12th. It's good news for the Mets. Nick Morabito fouls one away, and that one right off the foot, and he is hobbled for the moment.
And I'm going back to that the walk that we just had. Looking at the EBS system, that one looked like it caught more of the zone than the Morabito strikeout did.
And last time Nick was at the plate, called out on a pitch that looked to be a foot off. Somehow ABS had it clipping the strike zone. Baffled everybody. Oh, one pitch is in the dirt. Well, if you're Morabito, you just shake that off and don't let that affect how you approach any other at-bat, because he's having an amazing start to this season. 4-for-4 yesterday, hitting .353, OPS over 1,000. And he fouls this one away. Don't let one weird ABS call throw you for a loop. And now Morabito with two strikes, 2-1. We know he likes to go the opposite way. Punch one down the first base line. That one upstairs. That hit him. Oh, it got him. It clipped him. A hit by pitch. And that was a mistake by Serna. They're getting ahead 1-2. And he has walked a batter and hit a batter to load the bases. And here comes the man of the hour, Chris Suero. 5 hits last night. Golden chance to get the Mets on the board. Nothing else.
Certainly a great opportunity now for the Mets. The bases loaded and just one out.
He starts him with the high breaking ball. He mentioned it. He told the pregame, just out there having fun. Well, what could be more fun than bases loaded, middle of the day, one out. He lays off that pitch, and it's a strike, but I'll tell you, that was a good take. Suero swinging a hot bat right now. That's not the one you want to swing at and make contact with.
Even if you make contact with that one, that's one that could potentially roll into a double play.
That was the pitch right there. Fastball gets it by him at 91. Serna jumping back ahead after the hit by pitch. A 1-2 up high and snatched by Palencia.
It's a big snatch by Palencia too, because that ball up over near by his head, and if that ball gets away, probably a run scored for the Mets.
2-2. Poke foul. Dove out and got a piece. Stay alive. Baez started with a single. Perozzo struck out. Cuevas walked. Morabito plunked. More like grazed. Now a long battle here with Suero. The pitch home. And he fouls off another. With the off speed. Got enough to stay alive. Now can he straighten one out? Serna delivers. Oh, what a stop by Palencia. Baez looks up, claps his hands. He knew he had a great chance to come on home. That's a run-saving stop by Palencia, the catcher.
He's been good behind the plate. He's made a couple of nice stops that prevented potential wild pitches.
And here comes a huge 3-2. A walk is a run. Pitch home. Swung on and missed. What a pitch. What a sequence for Serna and Palencia, the battery. Saves the wild pitch, gets a strikeout on the next pitch. Get a red-hot batter out. That's turned away, and now it's Mercado with the bags full. And he takes ball one high. And Mercado was caught looking at strike three and has one at bat in the third. One.
That last at bat, Adam, faced pitches in the 90s, the 70s, and the 80s. That can really mess up your timing, which we saw there.
Oh, this pitch does skip away. Baez coming home, and the Mets are on the board. They'll take the run. It's 3-1. The other two runners advance. Now Serna uncorked one earlier that Palencia saved. Palencia could not get to this ball.
Well, just as I said in last night's game, Adam, you take them any way you can get them. And this was part of what started the hit parade for the Mets last time.
Tying run out up at second. 2-1 to Mercado. He waves at that pitch for a strike. That's been the pitch right there. That mid-70s curveball. 2-2. Struck him out with the fastball. Spent him up again. Three more strikeouts in the inning. Palencia not happy that he could not save that last wild pitch. Mets scrape across a run. And maybe they have survived Serna. They only trail by two. And it looks like it'll be the Tarpons' bullpen from here on out. We'll go to the fifth. It's 3-1 Tampa. You're watching the Mets on Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stluciemets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Hope you're enjoying some of those videos between innings of what's around here at Clover Park. Fan shot videos from spring training. The Mets descend upon us in February and March. Always fun to have the big team in town. A lot of excitement around the way they are playing this recent stretch, starting off 0-5 and now above 500. By the way, the Mets Pirates playing right now, and it's 2-1 New York, bottom five. It's like another low-scoring, gritty-type game. The Mets have been winning those. Jack Weininger, the new pitcher for the Mets, opening day starter. Back for the first time since that Friday night opener. And he starts with the ball to Tejeda. So Mercedes and Weininger, they're paired together. So next week, as this ball is grounded out towards Mosquera, nice scoop, good throw, as you'd expect. And rather, Arias is out. Roderick Arias. So Weininger and Mercedes are essentially tied at the hip. Now next week in Daytona, it'll be Weininger likely to start, followed by Mercedes. Today it was Mercedes to start. Arnaud, the bridge pitcher, to get through the fourth. And now Weininger for a while as he drops in a beautiful curve. Weininger, the Mets' sixth-round pick from Illinois. Misses inside. Game number 3 for him.
One of the Mets pitchers that's done really good at striking batters out with 11 through 2 games.
Falling behind Jasso 2-1. Jasso a walk and a run in the second, and he hit that comebacker off of Mercedes right above the hip. Or a 1-3 put out at first base. Curveball, and Jasso nearly topples over. Two, big bouncer out to Baez, stabs it head high, sets his feet. Bad throw, Peroso holds the bag, yes. Well, Baez, I think he took too long. Maybe overthought it. Yeah, he took too long and then sped up, and Peroso bails him out. And again, we talk, Jake, about the routine. Making sure those routine plays are recorded as outs. That one was.
Well, it's a fantastic job by Peroso. He's got to go to the ground and just keep his toes on that bag, and he was able to do that. It's a tough play to make.
Two up, two down. Colby Morales at the plate takes a strike, and then another. Wenninger last pitched on the 11th. An 11-6 loss to Jupiter. By the time he came in, game was too far out of reach, and that was a shame because he pitched really well. 0-2, a ground ball foul. That was the game Max Kranick started, where the Mets offense got off to a good start, but Kranick was poor in his rehab assignment. One inning, five hits, four runs. By the way, of course, he went to Binghamton yesterday and pitched 2 2/3 scoreless with the walk and six strikeouts. So he got all his bad stuff out of the way here in St. Lucie, and then immediately a 180 up in Binghamton. So by the time Wenninger was in the game, it was too far gone. Mets were out of it. 0-2 pitch is high. So hopefully Jack pitching that well today will give the Mets a chance to get the offense into gear and come back, trailing 3-1. Pitch is outside. And I remember thinking on the bus ride back that night, gosh, if Wenninger had started the game, the Mets might have won that one. They had a good offense spurt to start. This ball fouled away. So we went 3 1/3 scoreless with two hits and eight strikeouts. Finish out that 11-6 loss against the Hammerheads. Two two. Another ball battered foul by Morales.
The Mets have had a lot of those games this year where just back and forth action, a couple of plays here, a couple of plays there, and it could be a very different season.
2-2. You guessed it. Foul ball. Mets come in at 4-6. I'll tell you, they maybe should be 6-4, at least 5-5. That one where they led 4-0, playing great through the seventh inning stretch last Friday and couldn't finish off. That one still stings. As this ball is swung on and missed. Tried something different. Wenninger gets the strikeout. And he is off to a great start today and this season. 1-2-3 fifth. We're halfway home in this day game Wednesday. Tarpons 3, Mets 1 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Oh, the prize wheel. Oh, that prize wheel. It never ceases to amaze me. Spring training, I'll be walking through the concourse, and there'll be a line wrapped a couple hundred feet long to spin that wheel. Clack, 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 clack. That's all you hear. I heard it earlier today. Up here in the booth, I could hear it. Somebody's down there spinning it. Speaking of spinning it, Luis Cerna back out there. Curveball has been... I don't even know how to describe it. It's mid-70s. It looks like it's curving, and then it just kind of pauses in place. It seems to be an impossible pitch to hit. We got a pop-up from Castro on the first pitch of the fifth, and he is out. Castro bunted on the first pitch he saw in the third. So two pitches and two balls in play for him in his first St. Lucie Met game.
Mets have just not been able to figure out Cerna so far. The only reason he gave up a run was because he had a walk and a hit by pitch.
And then the wild pitch.
And then the wild pitch, exactly.
And fortunately for the Mets, that's the last they have to see him. James Cooper out to take the ball. Fist bump, certainly deservedly so. He goes 4 1/3 innings, limiting the Mets to 2 hits on 1 run after the Mets pounded out 19 hits yesterday. What a performance by Cerna. It's now the bullpen for the Tarpons. We'll have a new pitcher on the other side of the break. 3-1 Tampa.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucimets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Tarpons is Montana Semmel, 22 years old from West Hill, Connecticut. Game number 4 for him. He's off to a good start this year. He'll face Diego Mosquera with the bases empty. 1 out in the fifth. And it begins with the breaking ball, too low. Mosquera, a fly out in the third, one of the better struck balls against Cerna. Check swing, accidental foul. Look out, Tom. Tom DePace, Baseball America photographer, gracing us with his presence today. Down there by the tarp. He's got the big lens. 1-1 is low.
Samoa, 1.93 ERA, 6 strikeouts and 4 2/3 innings pitched.
A blooper down the right side. Tough play. Good play made by the first baseman, Jasso. That was going to get out of play over the net. Hung up. Much maligned Tampa defense. Nearing 5 innings without an error. Two up, two down. Back to the top, and Hauk, who has struck out twice today. And he takes a slider for a strike. Luis Cerna, 4 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run earned, 1 walk, 9 punch-outs. 81 pitches, 54 strikes. Really good start for him. Can't get a win. Didn't go the necessary 5. But that curveball he throws, that's going to be tough in this league. Hout flies one high towards Arias and right. Jasso actually closer, but it's off the net.
Well, the Tarpons have been throwing some of their best pitchers at the Mets in this game. Both Cerna and Semel have had impressive stuff through the first 5 innings.
Semel's been around a while. 2019 draft pick, 36th rounder. Of course, there's only 20 rounds these days.
Only 20 rounds.
It used to be 50, then 40. And the COVID year went to 5. Now we've steadied at 20 as Houck strikes out for the 3rd time. Just having a rough time right now. It's a 1-2-3 inning combined by 2 different pitchers for the Tarpons. That Mets offense, brilliant yesterday. Held to 1 run and 2 hits through 5 innings today as the Mets trail by 2 heading to the 6th.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
First pitch, ground ball, deep to third. Good pick by Baez. Here comes the throw, and it's on time and hard target to get Montero. One pitch, one out in the 6th. Another adventurous play for Baez at third.
That was a nice throw by Baez that time. Not only puts some good speed on it, but throws it accurately right in to Perozo's glove.
Perozo had to sprawl out earlier to catch Baez's throw, but this time right on the money. Dari Arias is up. Walk in, an infield single, and a run for him. So right in the mix with the offense today. Fouls this Wenninger pitch away, and it's 1-1. Pulls the string for strike 2. And Arias will use that timeout. One, two pitch. Foul tip, squeezed by Suero. Yes! Strike 3. Jack Wenninger. 5 batters, 5 outs, 2 strikeouts, picking up right where he left off a week ago.
Really impressive stuff from him in this game. He's been able to hold the Tarpons with no base runners through these last 2 innings. We've had a base runner in every single inning until the 5th when he came in.
Fastball low. Low in the strike zone, that is. I'll tell you what, Mets can find some offense today, the way Wenninger's pitching. This ball is shot right back at the middle, because of course it is. I had to open my big fat mouth, didn't I? They sit for Palencia, and hey, Palencia's been in the mix today. His ball in play in the second brought home a run on an error. He had a two-run single back in the fourth. That's by far the biggest hit of the day. Now he singles again. So two for three. You never know where you're going to find the offensive source. Today it's the light-hitting catcher batting eighth. He's getting it done for the Tarpons. Scanio, the nine-hitter, knocks one out of play. In the dirt, kicks away, a wild pitch. Fourth wild one pitch against the Mets this afternoon, a season high.
And those wild pitches are a big reason the Mets are down right now, 3-1. They were responsible, or a big part of the reason they're responsible for those early runs.
Wenninger trying to shake it off. This ball is pulled down the right field line. That's going to be a fair ball. Escanio drives in a run. He's going to eyeball at second. He's going to keep going. Here comes the throw from Cuevas. It's cut off. Sliding triple for Escanio. And the lead is back to three for the Tarpons. Now 4-1. Wenninger looking almost untouchable. Single, wild pitch, triple. All with two outs.
Well, that's a ball that just lands fair down the right field line. And anytime a ball like that rolls into the corner, it makes it so tough on the defense.
Eight and nine hitters doing the damage. Back to the top in Lombard Jr. This pitch kicks away, and it's going to be another run. Wow. Another wild pitch. Five uncorked by two different Mets pitchers. 5-1. Very surprising.
And especially for Wenninger, who was pitching so well until those couple of wild pitches, it has given up two hits and now two runs on the board.
And now here's a ball sent into left center field. Morabito, using his speed, catches up to it for out number three, but it comes a little too late. First two retired, then the wobble, two runs in, and now the Mets face their biggest deficit of the afternoon. Tarpons lead 5-1.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
By Baez, Perozo, and Cuevas batting for the Mets in the sixth. Got to find some offense here. It comes and it goes. This pitch is inside. Meanwhile, the pitching today for the Mets, too many unforced errors. Not see all the wild pitches coming. Again, the Mets pitching has been unbelievable in this recent stretch. Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, two earned runs, 27 innings. A little out of sorts today. Here's a pitch outside. Well, Tampa's bullpen wasn't that good yesterday, and Semel got the necessary outs to get out of the fifth. We'll see if he can continue pitching well. Baez pops up a slider, and it's going to be corralled by the second baseman, Arias. One away. It's now six straight retired since Morabito was grazed by a pitch back in the fourth that loaded the bases. The Mets had one out, bases loaded, down three. And scratched across the run on the wild pitch. Pitch is inside. Yesterday, Mets 8 for 20. Runners in scoring position. Today, just that one chance. Really. Rozo waits on the 1-0. Fouls this off to the left.
How about that, Adam? We've had almost all of our runs scored by wild pitches. Or at least all the runs have been factored in by wild pitches.
One pitch is high. Well, wild pitches certainly play a pivotal role in the Florida State League. Young pitchers, young catchers, single-A baseball. Wild pitches will be a factor, but we haven't seen anything like this today, this year.
Hopefully the Mets will be able to turn it around before the end of this game, but another one where they've put out a bunch of hits the night before and then struggled.
Here's a bleeder into shallow right. It drops in. Vincent Perozo picks up the Mets' third hit of the afternoon.
I was just getting the reverse jinx going there, Adam.
I think I jinxed Jax Winninger pretty good last inning. Perozo, good extension. Muscled it out there, despite not being on the sweet spot of the bat. Yeah, let's see if that starts to open things up. It did yesterday. Right around the same time, Cuevas takes a strike. Cuevas, a strike out and a walk today. Fights off this pitch left side. Got some folks down there in the Budweiser Terrace. And shady down there. 0-2 coming. Oh, Perozo's trying to steal. Throw by Palencia. Not in time. Sneaky Vincent Perozo. Fans approve. Here's another look.
Just snuck in there behind that tag. It was a good throw and a close play, but nice speed by Perozo.
You see Perozo trying to engage the dugout. What he did yesterday in his double. Trying to inspire the troops. Now, Semel will look back. Well, again, the Mets are a young team. They can play with a lot of emotion. I think both ways. I think Perozo's been around a while. Trying to spark some energy. As Cuevas strikes out swinging. As is so often the case, it's really about the guy on the mound with the ball in his hand. He only lets you go so far. He's on point. Well, two down and Morabito up. That's down by four. Morabito maybe can get a hit here and get that run across. Get something back from the top of the sixth. He takes the high fastball.
Yeah, Morabito and Suero, who are batting back-to-back today, 4-for-4 and 5-for-5. It would be huge for the Mets they can both string together two quick hits.
Slider, four strike, it's 1-1. Yeah, you're right, Jake. If they each get a hit, Mets are going to get at least one run and set themselves up for another. I know this team has some drama in it in the ninth. Can they dig into this four-run deficit before they get there? Good pitch by Semmel. Knee-high strike. And it's 1-2. Fastball low. Good take. Ground ball snatched by Semmel. And he gets the third out. Second baseman Arias probably there behind him, but he didn't let it get that far. Works around the Perozzo single and stolen base. An inning and two-thirds shutout ball for Montana. Semmel sends this game to the seventh inning. The Tarpons continue to lead 4-1. You're watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Fort St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Seventh inning. Jack Weninger back out there. Big curveball for a strike to Tejeda, who's 0 for 3 today. Weninger, 1, 2, 3, 5th. Got the first two of the sixth. And a single, a wild pitch, a triple, another wild pitch. Two runs were in, and the lead was expanded from 3-1 to 5-1. That's where we stand. Good response today by Tampa. Certainly the Mets will tell you that they've done their part to assist the Tarpons. But still time left as Weninger looks to have a bounce-back inning. 1-2, and he gets the chase in the dirt. Or a strikeout. That's his third. Tejeda now 0 for 4 on the afternoon. Here's another look. Bottom falls out.
Nice bounce back by Weninger to get right into the strikeout column after giving up two runs in the last inning.
Here is Roderick Arias. He's 0 for 2 with 3 strikeouts. Look at this Tampa lineup. Top 3 batters. Lombard Jr., Tejeda, Arias. 1 for 11. Here's a rip. That's down the line. Foul. Bottom 4 of the order for Tampa have scored 4 of the 5 runs. And have 5 hits. 6 hits. Tampa has found some offense towards the bottom of the lineup. Always good when a team does that. Makes the manager happy. 0-2 pitch, and that's in the dirt. That's the one that put away Tejeda.
Your top guys are always your stars that come through for most of the nights, but sometimes you need your depth.
Now, Yankees prospects fans will tell you they'd rather it come from the top. This ball is swung on and missed. Good pitch. Slider down and in. Arias retired. Back-to-back strikeout. So Wenninger shaking that up. Poor finish to the six right off, best he can. Just a bump in the road, it would appear. Now he faces Jasso, who is 0-2 with a walk and a run. Fastball laid right down the middle. By the way, relayed to you that Bradenton walked off Daytona 4-3 in the 12th inning. Game was scoreless through 10. How about Daytona was up 3-1 with two outs? And then the bases loaded walk-off triple. Oh, what a brutal loss for Daytona. Not away from ending the game, give up a three-run triple. Swing and a miss on a curveball. A 1-2. Ground or foul. That'll kick around the left field line. Clearwater beat Dunedin 10-1. That slows down the mighty Blue Jays. We're now 8-3. Lakeland at Palm Beach coming up tonight, as is Jupiter at Fort Myers. 1-2. Foul the way. Mets enter the day with the 4-6 record, last place, but only three games out of first, one out of third, and two out of second. So it's still bunched up. There are 10 games. A 1-2 is high. The Mets have the Tarpons, who we know come in struggling. The Mets do go to Bradenton in a couple of weeks. You know the Marauders are struggling, so it's a chance for the Mets to make some headway there. 2-2 pitch is a line rocket off the glove of Houck. It deflects into shallow left field. Jasso will hold that first with a base hit.
It looked like that could have been a close play. That one just off the edge of the glove for Houck, but 104 off the bat. That's a tough play to make.
Yeah, it was hit so hard he could not really step in and try to snare it on a line. Had to sit there and wait for that short hop. At that point, it's 50-50 at best. Clear base hit. Well, Morales is up now. He fouls one away. I mentioned the Mets playing the Tarpons this week, and in a few weeks, Bradenton in between. They're going to play the two teams they already have. At Daytona for six games, and then after that series, back here against Jupiter for six. That's combining to go 3-6 against those teams. So, chance for redemption. Two balls and a strike on Morales. Throw to first, just checking in. Jasso, short lead. A number, that'll go up the third base side, but turn foul. Two balls, two strikes. And there goes Cello in your bottom corner. Clubby extraordinaire. Yeah, Cello. Go, Cello. What a good dude. Been our clubby here for the past few years.
Hustling out there.
First one here, last one to leave every day. 2-2 pitch, high above the zone, full count. Jassa will be going on the 3-2. Morales strikes out looking. Wenninger paints the corner with the curveball. He strikes out three in the seventh. Strands a runner. It's stretch time at Clover Park in game two of this series. Tampa on top, 5-1.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
No, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Well, this afternoon's Florida State League game. Chris Suero leads off and flies the first pitch from Semmel into center. Here's Montero underneath to make the play. One pitch, one out. Same as the fifth inning.
The Mets just really haven't been able to get anything going offensively. You've had the issues from the wild pitches, which is where the Tarpons have got their runs. They had the bases loaded back in the fourth inning, but only able to get one off that.
Pitch is outside. So this is a Jekyll and Hyde team. I'd say that's the identity right now. You just come to the ballpark, and you don't know which side's going to show up, and that's kind of the fun of it. As this ball bleeds out to the left, and it drops in. Lombard Jr. gave it the old college try. Looks like he's a little shaken up, but he's okay. If he caught that one, Superman. That's a three-game hitting streak for Starling Mercado. See if that sparks the Mets. Nothing has really sparked the Mets today. Keep thinking after yesterday's game, 19 hits, one hit's going to get it going. That has not been the case in the first six innings. Here is Castro. Offered at the first pitch again for the third straight at-bat. Sebastian Castro, new to the team. I also think, you know, once, you know, Marco Vargas has been battling a sore wrist, he's probably close to coming back. He's the top prospect on the team. According to MLB Pipeline, one spot above Hauk. Once they get him back and rolling, I think this offense can go to another level. As this ball is grounded out to second. Arias has to wait. He throws to first. Smart play. Castro is out. Two down. But a couple of things. He had, you know, Vargas dealing with the sore wrist. So he's only been in the lineup twice this year in 11 games. And then you had Kellum Clark, who, you know, an experienced college SEC player, bad. He had underwent an appendectomy the day before the season. So he's been on the IL, and by the time he gets cleared and builds back up, it's going to be a little while. So if those two guys had been in this lineup healthy day one, I think the lineup probably offers a little more consistency. But it does have the benefit of exploding You just never know when it's going to happen.
There's that word again, consistency. We've been using it all season long. Definitely a lot of positives, though. They've got the talent, and they've shown it.
Certainly have shown it. But it's almost like an avalanche in both directions. Like they get hits, and then the avalanche of hits come after, or they make an out, and it's just an avalanche of outs come right after. It's one or the other. In the last four games, that is exactly how it's played out. I'm not quite done with this one yet, but the trending direction is, you know, offense for the Mets today, you really have to grind something out to get back into this game. Looking for a two-out hit from Mosquera. And he tries to go the other way. That's a good approach for the Mets. They've done that too. At times when they seem like they need some offense and it's not going well, they've shown the ability to try to go the other way. It'd be more worrisome if everybody just tried to kill the ball every single time and made no adjustment. Now 3-2 on Mosquera. Top of the order looms. Semmel's pitch is a ball low. And Semmel thought he had strike three. That's two in this game. The Tarpons pitchers thought they had strike three at the knees. Good sell job by Palencia, but ABS is not buying what he's selling. So here we go back to the top, and Hauk is having a tough game. Before we get there, we'll have a mound visit. The pitching coach, Preston Claiborne, makes his way out there.
It certainly feels like Hauk is due for one after three straight strikeouts so far in this one. You mentioned he's only batting 158, but it's early in the season, so that average doesn't tell you the whole story. And he's had a couple of games where he's played well. He's had a couple of well-hit balls, but just hasn't been able to string them together.
Good news from City Field. New York Mets up 6-1 in the eighth, trying to sweep the Pirates.
The Mets have come alive in the recent weeks here.
They have. Steady hand by new manager Carlos Mendoza, pulling the right strings. Pitching's been really good. Timely hitting. That's how you do it. That is how you do it. Consistently, at least. And looks like that was just a stall tactic from Claiborne, because now the manager, James Cooper, is coming out, and he's going to make the change. I guess the reliever out in the bullpen entered a couple extra pitches. So we have the pitching change. Mets threatening here in the seventh, two outs, two on, down four. New pitcher for Tampa when we come back.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Banana Phone for the second time today. They play Banana Phone during the first pitching change for the visitors. Mid-inning. Every game. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows how it started. You just do it. And fans get upset when we don't, so can't have that. Here is Houston Morrill. And he will face Colin Houck. We have two on and two outs. Critical part in this game. Houck takes a fast strike. Collins had a tough one. 0-for-3, three strikeouts from the leadoff spot. A couple swinging, one looking. Can he turn it around here late? Time called. This one by Palencia. That will count as a disengagement. Skipper, but a good block by Palencia. He saved a few today. The Mets' lone run came on a wild pitch. Moments after Palencia made an outstanding backhand catch to prevent a run. He cannot save them all. There's the lead runner, Mercado. Morrill. This is outside. That's ball two. Well, 2-1, and you look in the on-deck circle, and there's Jesus Baez, the top extra base hit threat in the league, representing the tying run. The Mets can get it to him. Morrill's pitch is flowing towards right, and Arias, it's falling fast right into his mitt. And the threat is quelled. Another scoreless inning produced by Tampa Pitching. No runs on one hit, no errors, two stranded. We've played seven at Clover Park this afternoon. Tarpons enjoying a 5-1 advantage.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Yeah, so right after that inning ended, they came up to the booth shot, and I took off the headset. Totally forgot we were supposed to hang out in the booth for the end of the seventh inning. Well, old habits die hard. Maybe tomorrow. Oh, big cut by Montero, but he whiffs at the curveball. Montero 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Jack Weninger, inning number 4. Pitched well in the 5th to start the 6th, then the 7th. It's that bump in the road in the 6th with 2 outs, couple of runs score. Game went from 3-1 to 5-1.
Well, that should be the thing for Weninger, though. Even though he had those couple of wild pitches and gave up those runs, he's pitched well today for the most part. Hasn't gotten run support. But if he can continue to pitch the way he has, if he starts getting that run support, look out.
1-2 to Montero. Haney strikes out on the pitch in the dirt and will be tagged out by Suero. That's the sixth strikeout from Wenninger. And he's now struck out four of the last six. Reminder, he struck out eight in three and a third innings.
Well, Adam, I talked about Serena's great speed change that he had, and Wenninger can do the same. And in that last sequence, at a 77-mile-an-hour pitch, 94, and 82.
Mets have now struck out Tarpins 10 times. This ball is grounded sharply up to second. Mosquera fields it cleanly on to first. Two down. Gosh, Diego Mosquera. If he ever makes an error on a ground ball like that, I'd be surprised. He's just so good. Everything is picked perfectly clean. That one play last week in Jupiter where he tried to do too much, fielding a slow ground ball, went to second, hit the runner in the back. Other than that, I mean, he's just been a machine. First pitch to Palencia. And, of course, did I just put the kibosh on him? Probably. And Palencia's had a big game as this ball is fouled away. Got the critical two-run single in the fourth. Tampa went from up 1-0 to 3-0. Say right now you circle that as probably the biggest at-bat in the game. 0-2 pitch. It's up high. And Tampa got a run on a two-out error in the second. That hit in the fourth. Go up three. Mets got a run on a wild pitch in the bottom of the fourth. Tampa two in the sixth. And that's how we've arrived at 5-1. This ball flowing in towards right at Cuevas. He's got it. We're out number three. That's a 1-2-3 inning. The second one turned in by Wenninger. The third one turned in by the Mets today. Another impressive appearance by Wenninger. But it's getting late for the Mets offense. Do they have an answer? They go to the bottom of the eighth. Tampa 5, St. Lucie 1. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on Bally Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stluciemets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
That's the front of Clover Park out by the street. The little pond and the parking lot and the big stadium. If you've never been, great place to catch a ball game, whether it be the St. Lucie Mets season or Met Spring Training. Thank you for watching. We'd love to have you. Just book a flight into West Palm Beach. Take about a 50-minute trip up 95, and you're right there. Off exit 121. Houston Morrill back at it, facing Jesus Baez to open the home eighth. This might be the last great chance for the Mets. They get the 2-3-4 hitters right here, running out of outs. First pitch, Baez takes up high at 94. Baez today 1-for-4, singled back in the fourth, stole a base, scored on a wild pitch, and that's been the Mets' offense to this point. 1-0, slider inside, two balls, no strikes. Fastball gets over. Well, the Mets offense is at its best when guys work counts, getting the hitters counts. When things get sped up and they rush, that seems to be when the outs can pileup quickly as Baez pokes this one off the end of the bat. This is going to be a tough play. Here comes Montero. He's got it. Started with the roundabout pathway to the ball. Speeds underneath, and with the wind blowing out to center, might have helped it hang up.
And Baez catching this one off the end of the bat. Comes in a little bit more, probably gives it a much better tag and could turn into a hit for Baez, but unfortunately, a flyout for him.
Perozzo, the batter, he's 1-for-3, singled in the sixth. Pitch is up high. Mets are riding a six-game streak of getting an extra base hit. They've been held to 4 singles today. Even on Sunday, the one hit they did get was the Mercado double. Pounded out of season high 5 doubles yesterday. You know what's crazy is there was one home run hit last week in that series at Jupiter. In 6 games, it produced 1 home run. And that was by Baez in that 14-1 win on Saturday. Jupiter didn't end any. And I don't think anybody in this series so far has hit a ball to the warning track. Maybe one yesterday when off the warning track in left field.
I think Mercado had the deepest one hit.
The center field, I don't think it reached the warning track.
I don't think it got to the warning track. It got close. That's definitely been the furthest hit ball in this series, and that's a credit to both pitching staffs, really.
It's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. And the wind both days has been helping out to left. So it's probably not going to see a whole lot of long balls this year. Not at this rate. Or either side. 2-2 pitch coming to Perozzo, and he fouls one away. And looking at the Mets lineup, just not a Tampa lineup, too. I just don't think there's a lot of big sluggers in there. And Perozzo might be the biggest threat for the Mets to hit one out. We know Nick Morabito can. This ball's fouled away. And that one caught Palencia again. Right hand in pain. Maybe the Florida State League is reverting back to what it once was as a high A team. I remember back in, I think it was 2015, St. Lucie Mets, I believe, hit like 35 home runs all season. This is back when it was high A and the pitching was more advanced, and you get into scenarios where the air is heavy, can breeze in on you. Ball doesn't travel as far. Ballparks seem to play bigger, being spring training complexes. But that kind of got eschewed when it became a single-A league. Here's a ground ball. Whoop! Right under the glove of Jasso. And Perozzo's going to hustle into second base. The throw from Arias. Late. Vincent's. Oh, did he come off? No. And he got back on. Sprawled out. It's a double. And, is he sprawled out because he tweaked something or no? He's okay.
Well, he was thinking, too, all the way out of the batter's box on that one. And almost came off the bag there. I think you need to take a second.
Twinkle toes right off, like a ballerina, right on the top of the bag. And somehow the tippy toes held on. There's the extra base hit, so the streak is extended to 7 straight games. Official score Bill quick with the double. That ball skirted right under Jasso's mitt. Didn't exactly get it down and dirty, but really didn't have time.
This is another hit, Adam, that we've said a couple times.
Is that the one?
Is that the one that can spark it? You got a runner in scoring position with one out.
Is that the one to spark it, or is that just another speed bump for a Tarpon's pitcher? That double, by the way, hit 101 off the bat. So, yeah, hard hit ball. Not going to ding Jasso with an error there. Cuevas takes this pitch low. It's 1-2. Cuevas, 2 strikeouts and a walk. Big chopper. Lombard Jr. will cut that off, throw to first for the out. 2 down. And Cuevas is out. Perozzo goes to third. Looking at that play again, Lombard Jr., the shortstop, he's playing almost over the second base bag. And in the Florida State League and now in all baseball, you have to have two defenders on each side of the diamond. You can't swing your third baseman or shortstop over to second base side with the lefty batters. There used to be, at the corner, back end of second base, at the corner of it, a chalk lines that fanned out that created a pie slice shape. And infielders could not go in there until the ball was thrown. So there was no way that Lombard Jr. would be able to get to that ball in the pie slice era, which lasted about a season and a half. They opted not to bring it back this year. Nick Morabito fouls one back, and it's nothing and two. Morrill pumping fastballs at 95. Nick 0 for 2 today with the hit by pitch back in the fourth. High fastball at 93. Breaking ball. Fooled the Tarpons. I thought that was strike three.
He's ready to walk off there.
Pretty good.
A little bit high. Good take by Morabito.
Oh, late swing, and he got a piece, and that's going to be catcher's interference. Hit the glove. Yeah, could hear the smack of the bat hitting the glove. I don't know if we can get a replay of that, but see Palencia trying to give his side of it. See if that follow-through caught that glove.
Catcher's interference. E2.
Well, Nick knew it right away. Once he did his best to act like nothing happened. So catcher's interference, that is an error. Now they're at the corners. First error of the game for Tampa. Again, they came in with the league-high 23 errors through 10 games. Eight more than the next, which was the Mets. First of the day. Well, Suero swings and misses. And again, the Mets down to four outs today, down four runs. They got the guy who was 5 for 5 yesterday at the plate. Perhaps the last stand. Fouls this ball back. That one maybe almost into the sound room. It's nothing in two.
He's got a lot of speed with Morabito on first. 0-2 right now with two outs, though.
Pitches down low.
And Morabito thought about it on that last one. Stopped, though, after he started to go.
Yeah, hit down the line. Into the gap, certainly like to get two across. Nothing else. Make it a closer game in the ninth inning. Pitch is inside. Two balls, two strikes. Suero last time up was bases loaded, one out, fought hard to a 2-2 count before striking out on that great curveball by Serna. Two-two, check swing. Did he go too far? He did. Called right there at the plate by Frank Jones. I think Chris knew it. And the inning is over. Mets threaten but do not score. No runs, a hit. One error, two stranded. And the ninth to play. He shall return shortly. You are watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Just hanging out on the light pole. Bird watching on a Wednesday afternoon in Port St. Lucie. Cameraman Josh loves to film his birds. Or to catch Clearwater pitchers fishing in the lake during the game. One or the other. We'll have Josh get a picture of that lake. Let's send him down to the lake. Nobody's down there right now. Retention Lake way out beyond right field. Gators in there. Now Jack Weninger trying to finish out this regulation for the Mets, and he starts with the strike. Trying to go four strong to finish his outing as he faces Escaña, who got him for an RBI triple with two outs in the sixth. This pitch, a foul tipped. Weninger has been in there since the fifth inning. Only two guys have got on base. They both scored. Everybody else, all but one other retired. Three hits total. 0-2 pitch. Speaking of going fishing, Escaño does just that and is, oh, he's going to be safe. Suero's throw to get him pulls Perozo off the bag. And it'll be another strikeout, but a strikeout E2. Runner reaches.
Tough again for Weninger. A couple of mistakes by the Mets on the defensive side of things.
Second error of the game for the Mets. Now their seventh game with two errors. Here's a ball down to the catcher, Suero. That's a nice barehanded play. So Chris atones for that. Lombard accidentally out on the check swing. Scania up to second base. 2-3 put out. Emmanuel Tejeda. 0-for-4 today from the 2 spot. One of Tampa's better hitters. They've mustered offense without him. This pitch is low for ball one.
As you mentioned, Adam, it really was the bottom of the lineup for the Tarpons that did the most damage in this game. It's been a little bit quieter since Weninger came in.
1-0 strike. Just got the news alert. Mets beat the Pirates 9-1. Mason, stay hot. Trying to steal third. Here's the throw. Got him. Escaño throwing out. So all's well that ends well for Suero. E2. He erases that with the caught stealing.
Always feels good to be able to make up for a mistake that happened. Nice throw by Suero.
That was a really good jump. You can see Ascanio not pleased with the call, and he might have been safe, but live with the call. Here's a bouncer by his strong throw in time. Tejeda is out, and the inning is over just like that. Weninger, four innings and seven strikeouts. Now the Mets need a big comeback in the ninth if they want to play on.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tarpon's three outs away from evening the series at a game apiece. Mets, after 11 runs on 19 hits yesterday, held to one run and five hits this afternoon. A quick turnaround. Programming note, we're back to our normal 6:10 start time tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, and 12:10 in the finale on Sunday. So Houston Morrow going for the save. Face the bottom of the order, Mercado, Castro, Mascara. First pitch to Mercado. It's fouled away. Mets have two ninth-inning comebacks this year after they had none last year. An 0-58 last year when trailing after eight. This year, they've already snuck in a couple W's, but this would be the biggest ask yet. Pitch is a strike. By the way, I think I sold Jack Weninger an inning short. He went five. Five innings, three hits, two runs. He didn't walk anybody. Struck out seven. 0-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? Oh, Jared Neal said yes. Don't know how the first base umpire sees through the back of a lefty, but I've pined on that many times over the years, and it's never going to change. Looked like a hold to me. One away. By the way, the Mets pitchers, three walks today, all Mercedes. So go figure, the day when they walked three, which I believe is going to be the fewest on the year, it was still the wildness that got to them with the five wild pitches. That's baseball. 1-0 is swung on and missed by Castro. He's 1-for-3 in his debut. Morals look very strong since entering the game with two outs in the seventh. It's a swing and a miss on a slider. 1-2. Ball fought off.
Just trying to stay alive at this point with the Mets. You know, take it one base runner at a time and try and get something going late.
Here's a rocket by Castro that'll chase Morales back. It's into his mitt. Oh, wow. Kobe Morales, what a great catch out in left field. This ball looked clearly over his head. He just swung up his arm and it found its way in. Best play of the day.
Great catch over there out there in left field. It was certainly the best hit ball by the Mets today. That one did get to the warning track. And fortunately, not much of a wind to help out and push that ball just a little bit further.
He robs Castro of a two-hit game in his first as a St. Lucie Met. Now the Mets are down to their final out in Mosquera. This ball stung into center. Montero on the move. He's got it, and the game's over. A couple of sharp outs there at the end by the Mets. But the offense goes quiet. The pitching a little too erratic with the wild pitches, and Tampa celebrates its first win at Clover Park since 2022. Tarpons win game two by a score of 5-1. They form that happy high five line between second in the mound and the dugout. This time the Tarpons were able to hang on to that early lead. They pitched it a lot better. Tarpons pitching after giving up 19 hits and 11 runs yesterday. Rebound in short order as three pitchers combined to five hit the Mets. One run scoring on a wild pitch. That's how close they were to a shutout. And for the St. Lucie Mets, it's hot and cold, hot and cold. 14 runs on Saturday, one run on Sunday, 11 runs on Tuesday, one run on Wednesday. We'll see if the consistency finds itself somewhere starting tomorrow. Winning pitcher is Montana Semmel. Losing pitcher is Ernesto Mercedes. Morrill is going to get the save. Mets will drop to 4-7 through their first 11 games. They are right now 3.5 games out of first and in last in the East. Tampa bumps up to 3-8 in the West. They will remain, and they actually pick up a game there now, five back of first place Dunedin. We'll step aside here on Bally Live. Come back with the post-game show to wrap up Tampa's 5-1 win over the Mets.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park on a gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. Tarpons 5, Mets 1 in Game 2. Series tied at a game apiece. Look forward to four more games with good weather here between the Mets and the Yankees single-A affiliate. Let's roll through the highlights now if we can. Show you how this ball game unfolded. It was well pitched to start. Got a great play here by the third baseman, Tejeda. Tampa came in with the poor defensive season going so far. They made a lot of really nice plays. That one right at the top of the list, maybe second compared to the catch by Morales out and left. Ernesto Mercedes, well, he had the strikeouts working early. He had four strikeouts. He wasn't very hittable. This one, he stopped with his body, 103-mile-per-hour comebacker, hit him on the hip. That saved a run, but it caused some pain. Here's Sebastian Castro, one of five hits for the Mets. Had a bunt single. That was the first base runner against Serna. He was really good for Tampa, had the curveball working. Mets, a couple of stolen bases today. Tried to jumpstart the offense. Just nothing really working. Here's a bloop hit by Montero. This would result in a base hit, but out at third base. Tampa's already done some damage defensively. Here's the Mets' lone run. It comes on a wild pitch with two outs in the fourth inning. Also, runners went to second and third on that pitch. Mets had the tying run in scoring position, but 0 for 9 runners in scoring position for the Mets today after going 8 for 20 yesterday. Here's a great save on a routine play by Perozzo at first base. And here's a wild pitch by Wenninger. That brought in a run with two outs. Really, that was kind of the story of the game for the Mets pitching. They didn't walk very many, but they uncorked five wild pitches, a couple of score runs. Others were critical in moving runners up. Perozzo, second straight day, trying to get the offense going. He's saying, come on, guys, we're right there in it. Didn't work like it did yesterday when he got that big hit in the fourth inning. Mercado extends his hitting streak to three games with that hit. Chris Suero, tough day with all the wild pitches getting by him, but he's able to cut down a runner there at third base. And Mets had a couple of nice at-bats to end the game. This one by Castro. What just a great play by Morales in a foreign ballpark. Come away with that ball. And then the last out of the game, Diego Mosquera. Another stinger. This one out to Montero in center field. Just could not quite get it to drop. And Tampa ends up with the 5-0 win. Welcome to the broadcast booth. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker. Thanks for hanging out on a Wednesday afternoon. It was a quiet game for the Mets after the explosive opportunity and options and at-bats last night. So, Jake, it's kind of getting used to this. You just show up to the ballpark and you don't know what you think the pitching's going to be pretty good for the Mets. And it wasn't as good today as it has been the previous three games. But the offense, it's Jekyll and Hyde. One day it's a ton of runs, and the next day, for no unexplained reason, maybe just better pitching, just struggled to get something going offensively today.
Back and forth these last couple of games for the Mets. And you look at today, really the big story is the wild pitches on the defensive side of things, why the pitching wasn't as good as it normally is. And then for the Mets offensively, just couldn't string together multiple hits. They had a couple in this game, but when you can't get hits back-to-back, it makes it a lot harder to score without getting those huge extra base hits, which the Mets had one of, which they did extend their streak to seven games, which is a positive note for them. So just need, again, consistency. I know we keep saying it, but that's really been the key for them. They've had their moments. They've had some good plays. Just haven't been able to string together a couple of complete games.
Yeah, and a lot of credit goes to those three Tampa pitchers, Serna, Semel, and Morrell. Threw a lot of strikes. The stuff was really good, especially from Serna there early. Had the Mets off balance all game long. You're going to run into pitching like that. And you know, it seems like in this league now, more and more, everybody's coming in from the bullpen throwing 95, 96-plus, and you know, some days when you run into multiple pitchers like that, maybe the offense just isn't going to have those big games. So we turn the page and look ahead to tomorrow. Should be another good weather day as we will embark on game three of this series. Somebody's going to jump out to a 2-1 series lead. We will bring you first pitch at 6:10, airtime at 6 o'clock. It's the first dollar night of the season. Should be some buzz in the atmosphere. We had a great atmosphere last night. Hopefully we'll have something similar tomorrow for these two squads. Once again, your final score from Clover Park, Tarpons 5, Mets 1. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.